because the scale by its very nature doesn't contain intervals of the fifth and the fourth, which, as you well know, are the first and strongest overtones of the harmonic series, and therefore the bread and butter of tonality. So no fifths and fourths, no tonic and dominant, no bread and butter. And by extension, there can obviously not be a circle of fifths either, and therefore no traditional modulations are possible. This whole tone scale is self-limiting, autistic, so to speak. In short, it is atonal, the first organized atonal material ever to appear in musical history. And because of its atonal nature, this new scale suddenly produced the most ambiguous sounds ever heard in music in this piece about a faun. Sorry. And just when we're beginning to feel utterly lost in these atonal woods, I did get lost in them, as a matter of fact, Debussy again reaches one of his points of repose, and we're home again, in E major at that, saved by the fence. But for a moment there, we were on the brink. Sheer phonology was becoming too important, too interested in itself, a goal of its own, and almost at the expense of semantic clarity.